packed a downy bed for everything.
Go!
Yeah.
Good morning.
Is everyone awake?
I'm not sure.
If you weren't before, you are now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. It is a beautiful day in the Mission, as always. Happy Saturday. We are starting off our show 5 minutes late, which is better than the usual 15 minutes late. So here we are. You're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. We're here every Saturday, 12 to 2. I am DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento.
And we are still getting a little bit set up in the studio today. Another fun night. Radio Valencia affiliated night last night at Emmy Spaghetti Shack with DJ Lento DJing. All vinyls there as Ritmo Lento. And we're DJing all vinyls here today as well. We got a little punk adjacent, post-punk, psychedelic,
hardcore,
psychedelic,
power violence,
rock, all over the place. We're going to be a little fast, a little crazy, and sometimes tone it down a little bit as well and do some more melodic stuff too, a little
or
bit.
Or not. I just want to start by reading the lyrics of this song because I never read it before.
And it would be really hard to know what it says without reading it.
We can listen to it again.
We'll see.
But yeah, just for you all, this is a message from Drop Dead. Incorporate their principles and order. Uniformed and tailored to obey. Brainwashed and kept in line like children. Voiceless, yet still we carry on. Still we carry on. Liberty. A meaningless expression. Those in power achieve complete control. Corruption of the highest order. Left unchecked, society decays. Society decays.
This is the water. And this is the well.
No. But yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
A beautiful, hopeless message from Drop Dead in these fucking crazy times in the United States of the America.
And
the rest of the world, really.
And that's that on that.
Yeah. But yeah, on a more positive note, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Still we carry on. We've got a great show coming up today. Like I said, we're playing all over the map, but a lot of things that are punk and punk related. So let's get it going. We got our namesake, Freaks to the Front by Amel and the Sniffers, coming up next. So enjoy that. Got a couple more songs and then we'll be back. a little AML stretch there. Three songs off Comfort to Me, which is an album that we cherish. We had Freaks to the Front, which is the name of the show that you're listening to at this moment, if you are listening. We're feeling it. So, like I was saying before we played some music there, it is a beautiful Saturday in the Mission. Please stop by if you're in the area. We're on 22nd and Mission. Just look for Radio Valencia. We are here every Saturday from 12 to 2 on our show, just following Banana Split and just before ES Beats. Hopefully it'll be in the house today.
Arguably the best 6 hours of the week.
Yeah. Although I was just saying, we don't often hear other 6 hours or 2 hours or 4 hours of the week. We need to tune in a little bit more to the other.
To what?
To the other shows on the radio more frequently.
Don't say that.
We're still new here. But
I'm not that drunk.
Let me into your pub. But we were last night having a little too much fun.
Oh my God. Seriously. But yeah, so very different vibes last night at Emmy's. Chris is here, friend.
And Ben is here too, new friend.
Hello.
You guys want to talk?
No.
Okay, good. It's okay. It's not that important.
But it was different vibes last night, musically speaking, for sure.
I really enjoyed my
set
last night, because it was a little bit less chaotic than usual, unlike today. But yeah, I was like, I don't know, after a night of good music, we need some bad music too. So
I mean,
well, bad meaning bad.
Bad,
yeah. Like badass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Cool. So that's what we're doing. That's what you can expect from us today. As always, you know, we play a lot of bands out of Australia, which AML and the Sniffers are, because Australia just somehow has the best music these days. But up next, we're going to play Metz. Where's Metz from?
They're from US. They're in. Sub Pop.
Oh, okay.
Actually, this record is from 2012. It's probably their first record. And we saw them at Austin Psych Fest.
Yeah, we saw them at one of the secret night shows at Austin Psych Fest.
Crazy cool show that night. But most importantly,
we saw Luigi Primo.
Exactly. Well, we saw Luigi Primo. Luigi Primo, for who doesn't know, is a wrestler from Austin, sort of semi-professional wrestler.
But also like an Instagram personality.
It's more like a character, yeah. But his wrestling character is this angry Italian pizza maker. And he throws doughs at people and makes all these jokes about pizza.
Yeah, he has like a dough-shaped towel that he like throws up in the air and does pizza moves with.
It's what pizza maker used to exercise and they spins. And he makes all these moves where he launches in the end and he punches it and, you know, hits people. Anyway.
DJ Lento was on like a big Luigi Primo moment.
It was one of my main, heroes at that point.
Heroes.
And we were just walking in the Mets show. And, you know, we were like, we were a little bit drinking over the day, and that was a late night show.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were walking into the thing, and but of course he was dressed like normally, like, you know, apparently he's a hardcore fan too.
Yeah, and he's just like a guy, like our age.
Yeah, you know? And he was talking to somebody, and we were walking by, and I just looked at him, made eye contact with him, and he looked at me with that crazy face that he makes, like, I don't know. I can't even explain. If you see his videos, you will understand. And I didn't say anything. I just turned to you, DJ Lester, and I said, "Oh, that's DJ Primo. That's Luigi Primo."
But did we ask him? Didn't we ask him?
No, we didn't ask him.
Oh, we looked up later where he lives,
exactly.
And he lives in Austin.
And then I messaged him on.
Right.
I was like, "Hey, were you at the Mets show last night?" And he was like, "Hell yeah." Anyway, shout out to Luigi Primo.
Shout out to Luigi Primo. Shout out to Austin. great place, and to Austin Psych Fest, which is a great festival, and we're going to play some music that is also related to that festival later on in the show once we've gotten through our sort of loudest, punkest aspects of the show.
Yeah, we'll tone it down.
We'll tone it down. We just
need to wake up here.
But we'll be playing, you know, Black Angels, and they're responsible for the beauty that is Levitation and Austin Psych Fest.
Austin Psych Fest is this year. It's in a week or so. No, it's in May.
It's in May.
Early May.
Yeah, May 8th to 10th. But
go check it out if you can. It's a great festival, great people.
Great lineup.
Good food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Actually, no, the food was just food trucks that were good, but they were, we had to walk to them.
It was in the parking lot.
But yeah, so we're going to keep it moving though. We're going to play Metz next, and
Get Off.
All right.
Get Off.
Let's get off.
Okay. your mom's OnlyFans. I spent $5 a month to get pictures of her flappy giblets, and I spent another $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great.
So after slipping in a new extra Viagra Boys song,
yeah, we got off with Get Off with Get Off, right?
Yeah,
that's what it was called. We got off with Get Off, and then we slipped it in with with an extra Viagra Boys song. Both of those tracks were off their most recent record, which is just Viagra Boys misspelled, so I don't know how they're pronouncing it. But yeah, Viagra Boys, also another band that we cherish out of Sweden. So much fun. And I was thinking, you know, that Viagra Boys, like, they have a lot of sort of, like, old school punk elements to their, music of their songs. They're super, super chaotic as a band, like, lyrically speaking. But they're also super anti-establishment and, like, anti-everything, which is very punk, obviously. So we are... you know, they totally work in the show. And with the band that we're going to play next, which is a super old school band, I believe that this EP that we're going to play, like a 7-inch, was maybe from the 70s. And it's a band, I was just telling this story, I figured I might as well tell it on the radio as well.
Yeah.
We used to live in Boston until about a year ago when we moved to San Francisco. And we lived in Cambridge, but I was living in Boston proper for 3 years in a beautiful little neighborhood called Beacon Hill. And this was during COVID, and so, you know, bars were closed. There was nowhere to be a regular, really, except the hardware store. And I was doing all this crazy shit and building shelves and you know, I don't know. The first day I walked into the hardware store, I was like, I need a bolt. And the girl working at the hardware store was like, what kind of bolt? And I was like, oh, there are different kinds of bolts. And she was like,
they magically adapt to the hole when you put it.
And I was like, oh my god. Okay, she was like, go home and get the bolt that you need and show me what it is, because I was missing a bolt for a table that I was building. So I came back and I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared of the girl who works at the hardware store, whatever. She became one of my closest friends during that time, and is awesome. I was texting her this morning. Abigail, shout out if you're listening. But the band that we're going to play, Dogmatics, was the band, or continues to this day to be the band of Tommy Long, one of the long-term staff there who no longer works there. But he's the best, and he handed us a couple of 7-inch records when I met DJ Lento, and we were talking a lot more about punk music. And I think this is from like the 70s or 80s. I'm not sure, because the picture on the back is Tommy looking like a teenager. And
you can look it up.
Yeah, we can look it up. But we're going to play a track off of this called "Give Me the Shakes," which is a pretty fun sort of old school punk song. We'll get back to you with the year that this is from. But I was texting him this morning, just telling him, you know, we moved to San Francisco. We haven't been in touch for a few years. We moved to San Francisco, and we have this radio show, and we're going to play this bad boy. And I sent him a picture of, and he was like, where the hell did you get that? And I was like, from you, dude.
And literally gave.
And he was like, oh my god, okay. And so, Tommy, if you are listening, which I'm not sure if you were able to, we just stuck your Dogmatic sticker that was in this record into the studio here, and I'll send you a pic. But yeah.
If you have more stickers, please send it my way.
Yeah, DJ Lento is like really into stickers.
I have a fetish for stickers.
Yeah, like basically we can't walk down the street without him stopping at like every, it's like a dog stopping to pee or sniff at every single
sticker,
every single telephone pole or whatever. And DJ Lento's doing it with stickers.
Yeah.
Putting them up, looking at them. It's yeah. So please send stickers.
Laughing at them.
Yeah. So laughing at them all the time, or yelling at them and covering them up if they suck.
Sometimes I take them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends on the message.
Exactly. I take off a lot of stickers.
I took off a pretty Zionist one last time.
Yeah. So, you know, we got, we try to keep the stickers. It's like the city tries to keep the area clean by taking off stickers in general. We try to keep the area clean by taking off stickers that
suck. By sending the right message.
Exactly. So, and there's a stack of Radio Valencia stickers sitting right in front of me, so that is also great.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take a few of those.
More to come.
More to come. But in the meantime, enjoy Dogmatics. Give Me the Shakes. Tommy, if you're listening, shout out. If you're not listening, still shout out. We love you and miss you, and enjoy your music quite a lot.
Time.
So this was Dogmatics. I was just looking up.
What's the place called?
Breakfast Little.
Yeah, little shout out to Breakfast Little. We're hungry here. But yeah, so Dogmatics, Gimme the Shakes. Let's see. The Shakes. Okay, let's see.
You were looking up what year it was.
1984. I mean, it makes sense. Pretty sick stuff. Yeah. So, what's gonna happen next is that. Actually, no. Not that. Okay. I wanna play this local band from San Francisco. It's right here.
Okay.
And this song, I got it from. I forgot the name of my man. They gave it to me, but I got it right next door at Makeout Room. Baby, stop. DJ Lesta is disturbing me now. I don't know. Okay, why don't you talk and I put it on?
Okay.
Cool.
DJ Lento is easily distracted. So we apologies for the momentary glitch there. Yeah, we're gonna play a local band. I haven't actually heard this, so it's a live unboxing for me. But yeah, fun to play a local band from where we came from and now a local band from where we live now. And we did a little background shout out to Breakfast Little because our friends are picking up some food for us. And Breakfast Little, we always like to shout out because they keep us fed on Saturdays from 12 to 2 when we are here in the studio every week. And that's just a good moment for people who are just tuning in now. This show is called Freaks to the Front. We play everything from punk to funk and beyond. And today we're playing more on the punky side than the funky side. So we're enjoying that. We've got some friends who were in the studio with us. We got some more coming, I think. And it's always fun to have visitors. But yeah, every Saturday, 12 to 2, we are here in between Banana Split and ES Beats, and yeah, today we're doing all vinyl, and you know, talking a little bit in between about the music and the bands and the genres and all that. So I think DJ Lento finally got that lined up, and instead of remaining conversational here, we're going to figure out how we're going to line things up for next while we play this local band.
I was just saying what you said is the very definition of a radio show. Just listening to music and talking
about it. Exactly. So that's what we do every week.
Yeah. It's a proper radio show.
Exactly.
Anyway, next we got this Davy Allen and the Arrows. So these folks are pretty sure from San Francisco. And yeah, I got it from a record swap next door at the Makeout Room.
Ah.
And this was a live unboxing for me. I mean, the guy had so much good stuff. Actually, I also got this pretty rare 7-inch by Ty Segall with two covers that are not very punk, but kind of punk sounding, very lo-fi, probably recorded on a shitty tape recorder.
Nice.
That I want to play as well. But it's two covers by T-Rex. But yeah, along with that 7-inch, I got this Davy Allen and the Arrows, and the guy that sold it to me was like, yeah, this is just a great garage band from the area, and they're great. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just going to get it.
So have you listened to it yet?
Yes.
Okay,
but,
nice.
But I don't really remember it, so.
Okay, well, hopefully we will this time, and hopefully other people will check them out after. Live unboxing is always fun that way.
This is 1997.
Okay.
So fast forward a few years from 1984, but pretty cool stuff. Let's check it out.
And we're going to line up some more sort of garagey vibe after that. So we'll be back after a couple more songs. right, all right. We went in a nice little garage direction there with Courtney Barnett and Fuzz. And, yeah, I like the direction we're going in. Apologies. We were just talking about how this has been a little bit of a chaotic first hour of our show, but we're getting it together for hour two. We're going to continue to have some fun, but maybe be a little more organized about it. But what is punk and garage and all of the genres we're playing today without a little bit of chaos anyway?
So true. And yeah, I think it's yeah, I don't know what I was gonna say. Speaking of chaos, I don't know, when I DJ normally with records, I don't DJ punk music,
mm-hmm.
or like garage or stuff like that. It's so much faster pace.
Yeah. Totally.
And you really need to be on top of it.
Yeah. The songs are short.
And I get distracted a lot. So, when you're in the studio, you have so many things. You have to put up the mics, like say hi to people that come out from outside and all that stuff. Order your food and all that jazz. But, yeah, just a little chaotic punk show for you today.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So we just listened to Fuzz, by the way, from their second second album. And this was Rat Race, very cool band. Since I was talking about Ty Segall, I figured a bit of Fuzz would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all in that fuzzy direction at this point.
Ty Segall plays drums in Fuzz, is that right?
Yeah, he plays drums and sings.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Speaking of chaos,
yeah.
And speaking of fast pace, it would be so hard to play drums and sing, in my opinion.
Not many people are able to do that.
Yeah, my BFF Erica does that sometimes.
Yeah.
But she's just a badass. Now she's a badass MILF. But we are, we've been moving in a little bit of this garage direction. Fuzz was actually also a band that we saw in, at Desert Days.
Right.
And,
that was an incredible show.
It was a great show.
Oh my God. And did we see them again?
I don't know if I've seen them since then.
We definitely saw Ty Segall a few times. Well, they played here in San Francisco not long ago, and actually my friend Scotty managed to go. I sort of forgot about it, but yeah, I think they just released a new live show recording. They're probably working on something, because I see them way more around, so hopefully there will be a Fuzz 3 soon.
Hell yeah,
we'll see. But alright, next, sort of, yeah, still to navigate in this garage area. There's another iconic band. Actually, I've been trying to play them on here for a while, but they kind of disappeared from all over the internet space.
They disappeared from streaming services. Yeah. So, yeah.
And one in particular.
Yes.
Because they're probably on Bandcamp if you look it